Yes, greetings to you in Jesus' name. And once again, I thank you for taking time to look into the Word of God to get an inspiration from Him. And as we've talked about many times, we do get our inspiration from God and from His Word. He inspires us to live a godly, holy life. And so I'm pleased to be able to share with you just out of the Word of God. It is rich, it is full, and there's a blessing there. I'd like to share with you a few things. Seems like, you know, this time of year, there's a lot of activities going on. There's things that people are busy doing, but there are a lot of people that would take time to give thanks to God, and that is a very important thing, to be able to give thanks to God and to practice that in our lives. And I want to encourage you to do that, not only just like say in November or even in December. We can thank God for His blessing. We can thank God for the birth of Christ. There's a lot of things people are thinking about this time of year. But I would like to encourage us to give thanks, not just in a certain season, but as a normal practice in our lives of daily giving of thanks. And I'm going to share some scripture with you that I think will kind of help explain a little bit. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and I'm in verse 17, and I'm going to begin in verse 11. And it says, "And it came to pass, as he," this is Jesus, "as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria, Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off." And I just want to give a little bit of background here, because here these lepers were, and they stood afar off. And there's a reason for that, and you may already know this, but I'm just going to take us back to Leviticus. This is the Levitical law, and this is what God told Moses, tell the people, this is what you must do when you have a leper. He gave all kinds of the laws and the regulations that people were to live under. This one is pertaining to leprosy. It's in Leviticus 13, and I'm just going to pick up in 44. Before this, he's explaining how the priest can identify leprosy, and it's rather long, so I'd encourage you to go back and read that for yourself, Leviticus 13. But I'm going to pick up in 44, and he says, once this is determined for leprosy, he says, "He is a leprous man. He is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head." This is a leprosy that's on his head. "And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent and his head bare. And he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone, without the camp shall his habitation be." And so what the leper has to do is he has to stay away from the people, away from the public, and he has to announce that he is unclean so that people don't, they know exactly what's going on, and people just avoided them because it was a plague, it was unclean, and they had to stay away from the people. That was Mosaic law. And so here are these people, as we read here, it says they were standing far off, because they were lepers and they were required to keep distance from people. Verse 13, "And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Now they were keeping their manners, and they were doing what they were taught, and they had to speak from a distance. So they lifted up their voices and they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." Again, if you read in Leviticus, that's what the requirement was. The leper had to go present himself to the priest, and there were some things that the priest had to do, and it's long and lengthy, but it's required. He had to go show himself to the priest so that he could declare them clean. "And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And this was a happy man. This man was thrilled. He was overwhelmed with joy, and he, with a loud voice, he glorified God. In verse 16, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And I just want you to see what happens here. This man is so overwhelmed with gratitude, he, with a loud voice, glorifies God. He falls down on his face at Jesus' feet, and he's giving him thanks. And it just mentions here that he was a Samaritan man. Verse 17, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And I just want to emphasize here that this man came back and he gave thanks, and it is a very good thing to do, and Jesus commended him for what he did. He gave thanks, and he came back and glorified God, and it was an important thing, and it just kind of shows me, shows us that God does appreciate it when we give him thanks, when we say thanks to him. I'm going to go now to Ephesians chapter 5, and I'm going to be reading in verse 17 through 21. It says, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And this is something I'd just like you to go back and just reread it if you get an opportunity. There's a lot here. There's a lot being said here. We're instructed how to live, and again, giving thanks is a big part of the Christian life. Verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that's a challenge. I know it's hard for us to give thanks always in all things, but I'd like you to just meditate on that for a while and think about that and ask God to help for us to be able to express that way in all things. Now I'd like to read another passage to you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'm going to be reading in verse 14 and through about 24. And 1 Thessalonians 5:14 through 24. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. That's a whole other message in itself right there. Verse 15, see that none render evil for evil to any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Verse 16, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. Here it is again, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Again, there's so much here we could talk about for a long time, but I just want to pull out of this thing. There's a lot of instruction here, but he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. And it's also the will of God that we pray without ceasing, that we rejoice evermore, that we render not evil to any man, evil for evil, but we're to follow that which is good. And when we do all those things, I believe that's the will of God. And but I am just kind of picking out this one right now, and there's many, several things here, but the giving of thanks, give thanks. You know, I have children that God has blessed me with, my wife and I, and, you know, when they come to me and they thank me, and it's really a heartfelt thanks, it does something for me. And I really appreciate that. And I know that that's just kind of the way dads are. We appreciate it when our children give us thanks. Our Heavenly Father also appreciates when we give Him thanks in all things and at all times. I know that's a challenge, and I don't do that all the time, but I'm wanting to learn to do that more and more, to give thanks to God, because He is our Heavenly Father, and He is gracious and merciful to us, and He's overflowing with mercy and kindness towards us, and we need to thank Him. And so I hope this challenges you today. I encourage you, take time today and each day, but start today, and just go somewhere and talk to God and say, thank you. And then list some things, and it may be a little struggle at first, but it'll just start flowing. You'll just have one after another after another. There's lots we can give thanks to God about. I encourage you to do that today. You'll be blessed, and so will our Heavenly Father. Well, God bless you as you obey Him and His Word.